This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, I want to focus in this week's Iyun Shir on an interesting point mentioned on Samach Beis Amud Aleph, namely the concept of Ba'u Ba Pritzim V'Chileluha. The concept of when the wanton ones, when the disgraceful ones come into the Mikdash, they defile it, which the Gemara darshins, Kivan Shapirtsam Na'asachoil. When they breach the temple, it becomes secular. The Gemara brought a very interesting concept. The concept was that Reb Tarfon was upset his whole life that he revealed his identity to protect himself. Let me just get this up. Here we go. Reb Tarfon was upset his whole life that he revealed his identity and he used his identity to get personal gain. He said, I'm Reb Tarfon, don't throw me into the river. The guy bagged him and was about to toss him in the river. And Reb Tarfon said, no, I'm Tarfon, woe to me, Tarfon. And Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Avo said the name of Hananiah ben Gamliel. The whole life of that tzaddik, he was distressed on this. He said, woe to me that I use the crown of Torah. Rabbi Barachana said the name Rabbi Yochanan, anyone who uses the crown of Torah is uprooted from the world. And the Gemara makes the following kavachemer. If Belshazzar used the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, and when he used it, it became secular, like it says, Uba'u ba pritzim chilulua. The wanton ones come and defile it. Kivan shapertzam nasachal. When they breach it, it becomes secular. And what happened? Netgar min ha'olam. He was uprooted from the world. It says on that night, Belshazzar was killed. Someone who uses the crown of Torah, which is eternal, and is never defiled, certainly there's a punishment. So the question that the Rishonim deal with it is, what exactly is this process of wanton ones come and they defile it? By the way, it's relevant to Asar B'Teves. Tonight is the 10th of Teves. The Gemara says in Megillah that Rabbi Yochanan says that if he would have been around when Tisha B'Av was formulated, he would have made Tisha B'Av on the 10th, because the majority of the Beis HaMikdash burned down on the 10th. And the Gemara says, and what do the Rabbanan hold? Why did they establish Tisha B'Av on the 9th? Because they say, Aschalta de Paranusa Adifa, the worst part of a punishment is the beginning. So since they ignited it on the 9th, the Rabbanan say we should fast on the 9th. The Chassam Sofer explains, what does it mean the worst part of a punishment is the beginning? Why is the igniting of the Beis HaMikdash the worst part? Because once it's ignited, it becomes a secular building. So it's a secular building burning down. So the worst part is the moment, though, that it's set aflame. But once it's burning, it's not a holy item that's burning anymore. That's the principle that this Gemara says. That the wanton ones, the pritzim came in and they defiled the Beis HaMikdash. So the question is, at what point does the Mikdash lose its sanctity when the nations of the world come and defile it? Like, when does the sanctity vanish? The Mefaresh, meaning what's known as Rashi on Nedarim, which is not Rashi, it's just a commentary, he says, you know when that process begins? Pritzim shehoitzioi mi beis hamikdash. When they take it out of the temple, when they remove the item from the temple, that's when it is defiled and it loses its sanctity. That's the Mefarish. The Shita Mekubetzes says something a little differently. No, not when they remove it. Shanasu Chayel, it became secular. B'shash Nishtamish Behen. At the moment they used it. The Chsiv Ubo Ba Pritzim Chalua. Kivan Shapertzim HaPritzim Nasa Chayel. And you could now get benefit from it. So you'll ask, well, if you could get benefit from it, then why was Belshazzar punished? No, only a Jew could get benefit from it. But regarding those who defiled it, it's as if it remains in its Kedusha that they should get punished on it. Otherwise, they're going to be benefiting by defiling it. But The point that we're focusing on is that, as opposed to the Mefarish who says it becomes defiled when they remove it from the premises, the Shita Mekubetza says it becomes defiled, it loses its sanctity when they use it. Rabbi Kiva Eger on the page, in the Golion HaShas, we'll try to make this even bigger. It's too big now. He says, look in Avodah Zarah, Daf, Nun Aleph on the base. So if Rabbi Kiva Eger says to look in Avodah Zarah, Daf, Nun Aleph on the base, we gotta listen. So what does it say there? It's really Nun Beis on the base. Yeah, Nun Beis on the base. The Gemara there says, Amar Rav Papa. Now again, our Gemara is not Rav Papa. Our Gemara is Rav Yochanan. What does Rav Papa say in Avodah Zarah? Rav Papa says, Amar Rav Papa, Hasam Kra Ashgach V'Darash Tachsiv Ubo Uba Pritzim V'Chiluluha. It says that the Avnei Mizbeach were defiled by the Yavanim. Avnei HaMizbeach Shashiktsu Anshei Yavan. The Yavanim defiled the Mizbeach. That's, you know, the humorous comment of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Why do you eat jelly donuts on Hanukkah? Because when you eat a jelly donut, you definitely make an ala mechia. As opposed to other mezoinos that maybe you would have to bench, but a fried item is for sure an ala mechia. So, and in Ala Michya, you pray for the restoration of the Mizbeach. Since the Yavanim defiled the Mizbeach, so we're Moiser Nefesh. We risk our lives by consuming jelly donuts and putting ourselves in a situation where we have to ask Hashem to rebuild the Mizbeach. Okay, now, Rashi here says something different, something differently entirely, a third opinion. The Mefarish says the process kicks in when they remove it from the premises. The Shita Mekubetza says the process kicks in when they use the kelim. Rashi here in Avodah Zarah says, "Bo'u ba'pritim chalua mikivan shenichnesu oivdei kachem leichal yatsu kelav lechulin." As soon as they entered the premises, the kelim lose their kedusha. The Mefarish says when they remove it. The Shita Mekubetza says when they use it. Rashi and Avodah Zarah says when they enter the premises, when the goyim entered the premises, that's when it loses its kedusha. So is that a third opinion? So there's a sefer that I couldn't get a hold of it. I see it quoted in the Daf HaShavua hand guide. It's called Shivas Tzion, and Oitzer HaChachma only has volume 1 and 3. It didn't have volume 2. So I had to actually look up some of the sources myself, can you imagine? And he quotes a Chassam Sofer that I finally found, because it was not quoted in the right Masechta. He quoted it from Chulin, it's in Nedarim. Chassam Sofer says something very interesting. Chassam Sofer says that it's not a third opinion. When they remove it, when they use it, or when they enter, it's actually a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Papa. Rabbi Yochanan says in our Gemara, the Rabbi Yochanan kivan shapirtsum nasuchal. Rabbi Yochanan says when they breach and they use it, it becomes secular. So you could say, no, that's only if they breach it. Breaching it means when they remove it from the premises, or when they use it, perush shechrivu mikdash v'haytziu akelim, they destroy the temple and they remove the kelim. V'dinare uriyani shaifa. I'm not sure what that's referring to. Oz nasechel. Then it becomes secular. Rabbi Yochanan says it's learned from Ba'uba pritzim chalua kivan shapirtsum nasachal. So I'll ask you a question. But the Yavanim didn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So how did they defile it? So how is Rav Papa applying this to the Yavanim? Ah. So I would have said, well, they didn't destroy the Mikdash, but they did destroy the Mizbeach. They were Meshakets the Mizbeach. Chassam Sofer says, no. Amashen can be made of Anim Shalach Riva Mikdash, Ela Bo L'Toicha Mikdash, and they left the Kalim there, and there they worshipped Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yochanan would say, Loinus Chalalu HaKalim. No, the Kalim never became defiled. Amashen can L'Drash Adra Papa, Deloy Amar Kivan Shapiritzum. Rav Papa, let's look carefully back in Avodah Zarah. He didn't say the words, Va'akivan Shepersu Chilaluha. He never used that expression, Kivan Shepersum Nasa Chol. Why? Because there was no Persa. Elakivan Shebau! Rav Papa says, since they came, Mashma Miyad Vibiyasam Vibesam Ignash Chal. So the it's not a third opinion, it's actually according to the Sam Sofer, Machloikas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Papa, what activates this process? According to Rabbi Yochanan, you need destroying, when they destroy the temple, that's why he says, Kivan Shepartsu, according, and therefore it would not apply to what happened in times of Hanukkah. Rabbi Papa, on the other hand, didn't use the word Pirtsam. He just said, Bo'u! Mashma miyad bebiyosam abesa mikdash nischalal nimsa gambi meyivanim nischalal hakal. So it's not really a third opinion, it's really a machloikas amaraim. Is this process of defiling only when you destroy, or even if you merely go in there and enter? So that's a machloikas according to the Chassam Sofer, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Papa. And according to the Chassam Sofer, Rashi in Avodah Zarah that Rabbi Kiv Eger is quoting is not a third opinion. It's he's explaining the opinion of Rabbi Papa. Rabbi Papa says, as soon as you enter, there's a defiling. By the way, just point out, it's Machlekes Rishonim, whether this procedure could actually be performed by Goyim, or only Jews could do it. Meaning, do we say that only a Jew has the capacity to defile? And in the times of Hanukkah, it was the Misyavnim, the Hellenists, that did it. But a Gentile doesn't have the capacity to actually cause something to lose its Kedusha. But that's a separate topic. And on that note, I wish you a wonderful night and an easy fast. And I'll see everybody back next week. Be'ezus Hashem. Thank you. Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.